Puppy, are you awake? Oh, good, you are. I am so sorry I left you early this morning, but I needed to sneak away for a little bit. You have had a very eventful 2 days, and today I just wanted to take care of you, pamper you. So, I thought, what is another way of making sure my favorite person in the world feels loved? And then I thought, with a bit of a makeover. Nothing too drastic, of course. It's not like I'm going to be changing your hair or how you dress, adding a tattoo or piercing. That might come later, though. But what I have done is I've gotten a few accessories, a few little changes, so that when you look in the mirror, you are completely reminded that you belong to me and that you are loved. Anything I place on you today, you're not allowed to take off. I am the only person who can put them on you, and I am the only person who can take them off. That is how special they are. Consider these things tokens of my undying devotion to you, puppy. A little reward for taking your first fucking so beautifully for me. You already seem to have a much better disposition today. Slowly but surely, you are being molded into what I want, puppy. And I'm so proud of you. So the first present is, and let me get them out of here, these. Some thick cuffs. Aren't they pretty? They're made of real black leather with some really soft inner lining. They are going to be way more comfortable than what I have been keeping you in. These will allow you to use your hands, but I can still attach the mittens onto them if I so decide. I'm going to unlock you. I expect you to keep your hands to yourself, puppy, or else the knife is going to be doing a lot more than glinting in the lights. So why don't we do your first paw? I'm going to attach the cuff while your hand is still restrained before I undo it from the position it's in. This is going to be the best way to go about it because I don't want you to just fling your hand off before I put the cuff on. There we go. That feels much better, doesn't it? It feels good to have movement back in your shoulder, right? Alright, why don't you go ahead, stretch your fingers a bit, get used to the feeling, while I do the other side, okay? Yeah, that's a good puppy. Yeah, not hurting me, not trying to fight me, just enjoying the feeling of having your hands back. There. Now, you probably have noticed this, but these cuffs, they have a fun little D-ring on them. That means I can attach them to lots of different things via a chain. I won't do that if you are a good puppy. You want to be able to move your arms and fingers all on your own, right? Then keep being a good pet for mommy. The cuffs are locked on with a little padlock, and the key is going to go right here in my pocket. The only person who is able to take them off is me. Now, on to the next accessory. I'm sure you want to be able to move your legs and be allowed to walk, right? So do you have any guesses for what it could be? Well, if you guessed something for your ankles, you would be right. I bought these matching ankle cuffs for you. They're going to go around each ankle, and of course, they also feature a D-ring. One of the reasons for the cuffs is that I'm going to attach a chain from your wrist to your ankle so that you have to crawl on all fours. I don't want my puppy walking on two legs. You are going to learn how to walk like that, and soon, it's going to be more natural for you to crawl than it will be to walk. Once a week, I will allow you to walk and use your hands like a normal human so that there is no damage to your body. But I would prefer you to crawl as much as possible. After all, It's not like puppies belong on their legs, no. They belong on the ground, following their owner everywhere. With all this newfound freedom, I'm trusting you to not kick or punch or fight mommy. You're not going to break that, right? You are going to be a good pet for mommy. A good pet gets spoiled in pleasure and praise. If you keep being this obedient for me, I won't ever have to hurt you again. Doesn't that sound nice? Just a life of being cared for and loved and appreciated by someone who would destroy the entire world if it meant having you all to herself. Don't break my trust, puppy. I am giving you a very short leash. Don't abuse it, or else you will be right back to where you started. Chained up, helpless, having me do literally everything for you. So I want to see how grateful you are, and I'm going to give you a chance to show me. Spread your legs for me. I need access to your asshole for this next accessory. This next one is something that you might have seen coming, or maybe you didn't. I'm not quite sure. Here. Oh, very good, puppy. See this toy that I'm holding? You're really going to like. It's your very own tail. I couldn't originally decide between a rubber one or a fluffy one, but ultimately I decided on a fluffy one since it is your first tail with me. See, it has a smaller plug and it gets you used to being constantly filled up. Once we work you up to the next size, I'll decide if I want to switch you to a rubber one or keep you with a fluffy one. Or maybe you'll have both. Isn't that exciting? You could have both. You could have two tails. Or maybe three. Or four. Really, it's endless possibilities, puppy. But I'm going to need to prep this tight little hole first. Oh, I know. But you're gonna have to get used to this, puppy. Soon you'll feel weird without a plug. You won't be comfortable without a tail nestled between these cheeks. And what delicious cheeks they are. After all, every proper pet needs a cute tail that they can wag. How else would their owner know they're happy to see them? Now that the lube is all on my finger and it's nice and warmed up, I'm going to insert it now. I'm going to take it slow. Make sure I don't hurt you. I want this to feel good. You are going to learn to love the feeling of mommy's fingers entering your asshole. You feel it? You feel it right by the pucker? Yeah. Oh, I know. It's gonna be okay. I promise you, this is going to feel wonderful. I'm gonna put it in now, okay? Try to bear down on it. Don't try to fight it. It'll be easier if you don't. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, such a good puppy. Oh, look at you taking mommy's finger in your butt like this. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Your hole feels nice and tight. Oh, so good for me. Such a good little pet for mommy. Now I'm gonna let it sit in there for like a couple seconds or maybe a minute. It's okay. In fact, I can feel your little asshole fluttering around my finger. I know, you probably want me to move it around. I know you're eager, but we're going to take our time. I don't want you to stretch or tear. Well, I want you to stretch, but I don't want you to rip or tear. That wouldn't be good. And I know the plug is only a size small, so we're only really going to need to do two fingers. But I want to make sure that you are properly stretched. Again, I don't want this to be painful for you. I want you to enjoy this because you're my puppy and you need to get used to having a tail in you. Alright, I'm going to start moving it now. I'm going to start wiggling it around inside you. Oh, that's it. Oh, I know. It might feel a little odd if you're not used to that, but that's okay. It feeling weird doesn't mean it's a bad feeling, does it? Oh, no. Especially not when I'm being this gentle. Not when I'm taking care of you, just like a mommy should. Oh, what a pretty pet you are. You're gonna look even better with this tail in you. I picked a tawny color. Did you see? I thought it would look really cute with you. Like with all your skin tone and your hair and your eyes, all of that. I thought it would look just so adorable. I'm gonna start moving it in and out now. Just the one finger. I know. It's not a lot. I know you can do it. I know you can take it for me, baby. Yeah. Come on, take mommy's finger and that asshole of yours. You're doing so good for me. I know you might be a little nervous, a little scared, but you're being so brave for me and you're doing so good. Don't you want to be even better for mommy? Yeah, you'll be even better once this tail's in you. Yeah. Oh, look at that. So cute. Oh, keeping your legs spread for me. Oh, what a good puppy. You are being so obedient for me today. You are making me so proud of you. I can't get over it. It seems all you needed was a good fucking and your entire disposition changed, huh? You realized who was in charge? You realized that mommy loves you and is doing this because you need to remember that this is what's best for you? All right. I'm gonna take the first finger out. Oh. It'll be okay. And I'm gonna loop up this finger and then the second finger with it, just like this. Yeah, get them nice and wet. Oh, they're both gonna be going inside you. And look at your hole. It's kind of winking at me. You must really like how it feels. Or at least your body does. That's okay. You could be my little anal slut. You're already my puppy whore. Why not add another thing to my list? All right. Now that these two fingers are nice and lubed up and they're at a nice warm temperature, I'm gonna slowly put them in. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, there we go. Oh, what a good puppy. Taking both of mommy's fingers in this tight little asshole of yours. Now I'm gonna let them sit again. I want you to get used to the feeling. I know. I know it's gonna feel strange. I know you're probably not used to it. Just relax for me. Come on. Relax for mommy, my sweet pup. Oh, yeah. See? See? If you relax, if you don't fight mommy, if instead of fighting me, you listen to what I say and keep being so good for me, it feels good, doesn't it? It brings you a pleasure that you didn't know you could experience. I know it does. Just let go. Let mommy take control, puppy, and this is gonna feel amazing. look at that. Look at my two fingers completely swallowed up by your gorgeous asshole. And the way it's just fluttering around my fingers, it feels like it's trying to take them in deeper and deeper. I think you're gonna love how a tail feels just based on how your body's acting, huh? All right. Now that they've been in there for a little bit, I'm gonna start scissoring them like this. Yeah, how does that feel, puppy? Does it feel good? That's a good puppy. Taking mommy's fingers like this. Oh, you're making me so proud. Doing so good for me, my pet. Oh, look at you. So fucking pretty. And I get to call you mine. Aren't I just the luckiest girl in the world to have such a devoted pet writhing on her fingers? yeah, see, I told you it could feel good. All you have to do is let it. I would never hurt you if I didn't have to. I'm trying to make you understand that I love you. You understand that, right? You understand why I'm doing this? If I didn't love you, why would I take the time to prep you like this? Now I'm gonna start fucking them in and out of your hole, okay? Just like this. In and out and scissoring as well. Yeah, I gotta work open the hole. I want it to be loose, but I don't want it to be too loose. We want the plug to be able to stay in there. After all, this is about training. On top of being able to wear a plug, I want to be able to use your hole whenever I want. I shouldn't be denied a hole simply because you didn't prepare yourself enough, right? Yeah, Mommy needs access to all of her puppy's holes. All of your body belongs to me. All of your heart, your mind, your soul, all of it. It's mine. You belong to me, puppy. That's why I'm fingering your asshole and stretching you open for a cute little tail that I picked out for you. Because I love you, and you're mine, and I can do whatever the fuck I want to you. Because everything I do to you is out of love. You understand that, right? That's something you're finally getting? I know you're not the smartest one, puppy, but I think you're finally starting to understand. Starting to learn that I only do the things I do because I love you. And I don't want anyone to take you away from me. They would have to tear us apart. But that would never happen because I would kill them first. They would be dead before they even got close to you. I wonder if you're starting to understand that part too. Nothing except bloodshed would be able to tear us apart. I wouldn't let anything come between us. You are fucking perfect, and I would never, ever give you up. Yeah, that feels good though, doesn't it? The fingers scissoring going in and out. You think you're ready for the plug, huh? I think you are. I think this is stretch enough. After all, it's the smallest plug they had. I didn't want to make it too much for your first time. You're going to be wearing this for a while, and it should be comfortable for long stretches of time. We'll work your way up to a bigger plug, but starting off small seemed like the best bet. Now I'm going to loop up the stainless steel base. Keep your legs nice and spread for me. Yeah, don't close them. I want that hole ready and open for me. You're doing so good, puppy. Mommy is so proud of how you're behaving today. If you behave like this every day, you'll never have to worry about being punished again. Now it's time for your plug. You're gonna do this, right? You're gonna be a good puppy for me, such a good pet. Yeah, I'm gonna nestle it right here at your base, and 1, 2, 3. Oh, there we go. There, nice and tight in there. It feels okay, right? Oh, that's good to hear. I'm gonna give it a few tugs, make sure it's all settled in there and won't fall out. I think it won't. But you like how that feels, don't you? It feels nice. The soft fur against you, resting right between these gorgeous ass cheeks of yours. Oh, and now that I'm looking at it on you, I really did make the right choice with the tawny colored tail. It looks so cute. You are so fucking adorable. You are looking more and more like a pet with every addition I add to you. But I need you to remember, and I know it might be tempting, but you, my pet, you are not allowed to take out the tail. Only Mommy is allowed to touch you here. This area is reserved for me. Only Mommy is allowed to put the tail in and take the tail out of you. If you need me to remove it for any reason, all you have to do is ask and I will. With the training with your plug, I'm going to start you with an hour a day, but it will move up to all day, every day, eventually, except when the ass needs to be used. Mark if you understand. Such a good pet! You are coming along nicely! Oh, I am so lucky to have such a sweet little thing like you to call my puppy. I know, we didn't have the most conventional start to our current relationship, but it seems I was right. Fucking you yesterday showed you your place. It helped you learn just how much I love you and care about you. How utterly devoted I am to you, and that this, what I'm doing, it's for your own good. Which means, and I'm so excited to say this, you've earned this. See, I have this little treat here that I wasn't going to give you unless you were good. Unless you didn't try anything funny. But you were so good. You took everything from me so well that you deserve this. Your final treat. See, it's a matching collar to your cuffs. And it even has a tag. Isn't it cute? On the front, it says, Mommy's Puppy in a cute little silver bone. And on the back, it says, If found, call 857-623-1685. That way, if you ever get lost, someone can help you find your way home. So what do you say to Mommy for getting you such a nice collar? Oh, you're very welcome, puppy. I just knew this set would look darling on you. The further you progress in your training, the more sets I'll get you. I want to spoil you with options. Soon, you'll be able to pick out a collar and cuff set like other people pick out clothes. Really, it's perfect. You look so fucking good, my pet. Like a proper one now. Which means you are officially mine. There is nowhere else for you to go. Your home? It's here. You're staying with me forever. The outside world had their chance with you and they lost that privilege. You are simply too precious for them. But don't worry. Don't worry. Mommy is here. Mommy is going to protect you and care for you and love you. All you have to do is be good for me. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm so proud of you, puppy. You made me very happy today. Dare I say it? You made me proud. So, I understand that you are going to need some time to adjust. Getting used to your newfound freedom, your new decorations, stretching out your limbs, all that stuff. So, I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to give you some space, something you're probably dying for. And I also brought down some of my favorite books to read because I'm sure sitting here chained to the bed with nothing going on has been boring. So I brought down books like Slaughterhouse-Five, Lost Souls, We the Drowned, Dead Souls, stuff like that. I didn't really know what you like, so I kind of just brought up Lathora. I'll be back in a little bit with some snacks and some juice, all that good stuff. Be good and enjoy your reward. You've earned it, my love. Have so much fun!